So let's try to understand a bit more of what the new data is showing us and what we might see happening as a result of the trajectory that we're on. I've been speaking with Sanjaya Senanayake, who is an infectious diseases physician and lecturer in medicine at the Australian National University and the University of New South Wales.
So really, the key to getting on top of this outbreak is detecting every case and isolating them. And also, by detecting every case, you can find their close contacts who could be infected and quarantine them. And by doing that, you're stopping them infecting other people and thereby potentially terminating the outbreak. So it is vital that we are detecting as many of the cases as possible. And this modelling is very reassuring. And it also reflects what we are seeing in Australia with the curve flattening and the numbers of daily cases coming down nicely. It's been about 50 cases per day for the last few days, which is really good.
The chief medical officer has rejected a suggestion that there could be, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of asymptomatic cases out there. I mean, how would we know if there were more people who have the disease but don't know it, since we're all socially separating anyway so as not to pass it on?
Okay, so if you look at other data from other parts of the world, including from cruise ships, it looks like the rate of asymptomatic infection, or the proportion of people with asymptomatic infections, may well be somewhere between 20 to 30%. Now, that's in certain parts of the world. It might be quite different for Australia. And now that we've taken out of the equation people who've got infections from overseas, we can now focus on identifying asymptomatic cases, particularly in areas of Australia with local transmission. And we can use surveillance strategies like Sentinel surveillance to do that.
Now, that's something I wanted to ask you about. The Prime Minister talked about wanting to move to Sentinel surveillance. What does that mean?
So surveillance in epidemiology is the ongoing systematic collection, analysis and interpretation of health data. But Sentinel surveillance is a more targeted, intensive type of surveillance. So, for example, you might pick an area of Sydney or Melbourne where you've got local transmission, and you might get the GP practices in that area and the local hospital to test more people more broadly than you would in other parts of Australia in order to try and pick up people with asymptomatic infection, for instance. And I should say, Sentinel surveillance, it doesn't just apply to human beings. In various parts of Australia, we use chicken Sentinel surveillance to identify early outbreaks of Murray Valley encephalitis, which could be a risk for humans as well.
So Australian officials are resisting talk of eliminating the virus in Australia, but as it stands now, could we wipe it out here?
It's very interesting, and we look back to SARS in 2004, and in the midst of the SARS outbreak, we never thought we'd eradicate it globally, and yet, since 2004, we haven't seen a single case, and that still is a great mystery. However, if we look at the H1N1 2009 pandemic, that H1N1 virus is still around, and I think it is more likely than not that this SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19 is likely to be with us for a long time, perhaps in future years in much smaller numbers.
Sanjaya Senanayake, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And Sanjaya Senanayake is an infectious diseases physician.